5, 4, 3, 2. I am out of practice. And this is Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno.
Yeah. This is,
yeah. Joshua Teehee here.
You mean the scary, bro.
AKA Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, the scary one, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk so much Fresno right now.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's been crazy.
Yeah.
And Fresno.
We did a famous unannounced break.
Right. Right.
Oh, and, I didn't even think about that. There's famous in the word there. Okay.
Right.
A famous unannounced break.
And Fresno guy has been, it's crazy.
Right?
I feel like lots of crazy stuff has happened in a little, in the last, you know, couple of weeks, especially.
Well, it's Fresno, man.
Yeah. We're known for crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
More than most places. So where do
first,
we want to
start? First thing that pops in your head.
Collegian editorial comparing Trump to Hitler.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty crazy.
It made it? The, hey, they made the B, front page
they
of the
made
B.
The, that
isn't
is
that,
true.
If you're a journalist, you know, you used to work on a Collegian. Like,
yeah.
Isn't the point is like to learn journalism and you're like, hey, I got us on the front page of the B. What more do you want, bro? Give me my A.
Give me my, yeah. What's awesome is that, yeah, that exact same thing like that you're saying, which is like, to explain the Collegian at Fresno State, I think of it as the Daily Collegian, but I don't think it's been daily for like a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
But the paper is called the Collegian. It's at Fresno State. It's a student run newspaper. And I guess it was this week, Monday, they ran an editorial comparing Donald Trump to Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not only that, so they ran the thing, but they had this front page. It was the main story, you know, in the paper. It was a front page. And on the front page, they had, you know, picture Donald Trump, and it said Sieg Heil, you know, and I don't know why Donald Trump is bad for America, something, whatever the headline was. And then, you know, the editorial was essentially, you know, comparing Donald Trump to Hitler and saying how he's going to, we're all going to die if he becomes president.
Yeah.
But they did such a good job. Well, so here's the thing. They had to have known that it was going to cause this kind of, stir up, you know.
Oh yeah.
I sort of feel like so I was the opinion page editor at the Collegian when I was in college, and so I understand sort of the mentality, I feel like, and I can almost picture like the moment when these people were sitting around and the idea pops in their head and they go, oh my god, what if we, you know, do this and we put it out? I mean, that's gonna be so awesome.
Yeah. People and are gonna so freak out.
Right. And people did freak out. And, you know, people wrote into the university and they're saying, oh, I'm gonna cancel my tickets to the games.
Oh, no.
And, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, to his credit, the President Castro at the university was really cool about it and just like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. How about you write a letter to the editor?
Right.
And so
it is it's college kids. I mean,
right?
Come on. It's not, you know, it's not, they're not spokesmen for Fresno State. They're college kids doing journalism.
Right. And here's the thing. This is like exactly what you should be coming out in my mind of college, like newspapers, you know,
mm-hmm.
to craziness. Who cares? I mean, that's sort of the point. Is right. Like, you know,
they should be the punk rock journalists,
right?
Not, you know,
because you're learning, right? And no other place those writers will never get a chance to do anything like this again, probably.
Unless you become a columnist one day,
right,
or something, you know.
Yeah, and even that, you know, you're not going to go out on a limb in the way that you would in college, you know. So, because I remember, you know, I wrote a lot of editorials, and I don't think I did anything that, like, crazy. Delicious. But if I were there now, I guarantee, I mean, I probably wouldn't have said Trump is Hitler, but I you know, I would be talking about Trump somehow, I bet.
Yeah.
So it was really, and then they had a picture on the inside that was a photo recreation, and they somehow put Trump on Hitler's body, or some sort of Nazi, and he's doing the little salute, and it just looks so wrong, but also correct. It looks so correct, and so it's really really funny. So I don't know. I haven't seen really if they've gotten any national kind of press for.
Yeah, I was thinking that might pop into the national scene.
It might take a week or so before it happens, but you know, Donald Monroe actually wrote a really good response to it because you know, there was so much hype and all this stuff, and his response was great. As he was like, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was really good, and he was like, "I just wish that the editorial was a little better," you know. And it's true, because you know,
it was a good idea, but like execution could have used some work.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like I think comparing Trump and Hitler is you can do it. I mean, you know, and I think there's a lot to be said there. But if you're going to do it, you probably should do it really well. Because otherwise it just comes off sort of like a Facebook ranty. And which, I mean, maybe that's what you're going for. I don't know. But it was cool, and it made me think. Like, I actually read it, and then when I was done, I thought, actually Trump probably isn't as much like Hitler as we want to believe. Anyway,
so it was almost pro for Trump, you know, almost a win for Trump then.
Yeah, it was. I do think that it's awesome that, like, to me, this felt very much like a out of the Trump playbook, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, just say the most ridiculous, outrageous thing you can say, and go with it, you know.
Yeah,
and if they had played like that angle with it a little more, I would have enjoyed it, you know. Mm-hmm. If they had played it off like, yeah, we're taking
doing it what Trump did, it's
he taught us well. So anyway, so that happened this week, and if you haven't had a chance, it the first day, Monday or Tuesday, their Fresno State, the newspaper site there, Fresno State, was crashed. The website couldn't get on it for a whole day, I think. But I think it's back up, so you can probably find it now online.
Yeah,
or it's all over the B, I think, too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, check out Don's. I'll try to put a couple links in our show notes.
Yeah,
I always say that. Is it? I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it, though.
Okay. Yeah, but Donald, it's a very reasoned kind of nice breakdown of you know, the piece. And they're talking about some other, you know, colleges where they don't really have the sort of freedom of the press or student press the way that we do, you know, where there's no no real oversight from the university. So, yeah. Go check that out. What else? Craziness. That's probably about as crazy as it's going to get.
Yeah. Well, the high-speed rail.
Oh, wait. Hold on. There is more craziness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did we talk about on the last one? I can't remember. I don't think we did. And we probably shouldn't get into it because it's way too involved. But this guy, John Lang, who perhaps predicted his own death.
Oh, yeah.
Fresno Police Department.
We forgot to talk about that.
Oh, man, that's a crazy one.
It's confusing to me. Cause,
maybe we should hold off on it.
I don't know enough. Because it's just weird.
Oh yeah, it's weird.
And then the stuff that reports about it are like these weird don't seem real websites. Oh, so I'm I don't understand what's happening.
Right. It's conspiracy theory stuff is what it is. And it's just, it's crazy. And I really want to talk about it. I want to get in depth about it because I think it says so much about, not just Fresno, but, and actually it, may have brought Anonymous to Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's some Anonymous connections, with the story. Yeah.
I love you, Anonymous. So, you're cool. Super cool.
Yeah. No, I,
think if you're listening, super awesome, guys. You guys are rad.
Anyway, so maybe we talk about that next time. And you know, cause I'm sure that, the story hasn't gone away yet. I mean, it sort of died down a little bit, but it will still be around. So, and it's definitely crazy. But I'll tease it here because, and if other people who are listening now know about it and want to talk about it, they can like message us or just, you know,
maybe
it's like whatever. Okay, all right,
leave us alone.
So, next.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Don't get involved with us on Twitter.
Right.
Sorry, I've been through a huge indie beer beef with all these jackasses across the rest of the country that hate our indie beer thing. So I'm just like, I'm completely nervous about anybody throwing stuff at us on Twitter.
Right. No, I understand. So you were saying high-speed rail.
Oh, yeah, high-speed rail. It's now going to go to San Jose, the first major leg. I mean, of course, the first thing is Madera to Fresno.
Right, right,
because
right.
We need to get back and forth from Madera to Fresno quick.
Right, but beyond that, it's going to San Jose.
Right, and and 2024, if all things go as planned, in 2024, in 8 years, we'll be able to go to San Jose super quick.
Boom!
It said from Madera to San Jose would be 40 minutes. So I'm thinking 50 minutes for us.
Yeah, an hour.
Under an hour.
Right, San Jose.
So,
And then from San Jose to the bay, the actual bay.
Right.
Is another, whatever it is.
But we here in Fresno and the Valley have to really support this because you think about. And then start buying real estate because think about how, you know, if the, let's say there's some sort of monthly pass, I can buy a pass every month and
use it all ride as me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if that's somewhat reasonable, your people will be commuting from here to San Jose because the real estate there is insane, charts insane, and it would trickle down to us. You would have people commuting to the Silicon Valley from Fresno,
right? Which is what I think the initial selling point of this thing was. This is what people thought. Now, you know, originally there was no. And there was no real end point to it, you know. Mm-hmm. I think people were just like, oh, that's never really going to happen. But now if it's like, yeah, now it is definitely going to go straight into San Jose. I mean, I do think that's good. And, you know, I heard a lot of people were saying this is a ploy, right, by the high-speed rail, people to get the interest back in it because they felt like they were losing it. You know, I sort of feel like, but they're correct. They do. The interest is now there because I think this is perfect.
Yeah, if this fired people back up.
Yeah, you can get into San Jose. Then you're one step closer to the bay.
Yeah, we were needing.
And you will have commuting.
We were needing something more tangible because that's why it was losing momentum. Not only just because it's a huge undertaking, but.
Right.
People are just like,
and people don't understand it. Right?
Never mind about the whole thing. And this definitely woke us back up. Like, oh, whoa, This could be real. 2024, yeah. Which is, you know, 8 years is a long time. And but 8 years also will pass. No, not 8 years that...
will pass so quick.
Oh, yeah. It's really, yeah. You think about it, isn't that long of a time. Like, I'll still be, I won't be retired yet. I'll still be working. Right, so it's right. Like.
You'll still be podcasting.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Well, know. Probably.
But yeah. It just, now it seems, for the first time, it seems more real. And but what's seems, funny is, yeah. Para, you're the cartoonist at the Bee.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
He
yeah,
did yeah. a really, really awesome one right at that when that was announced, where it's two frames and the first frame is two guys and the one guy's like that the bullet train is never gonna happen, and then the second panel is they're both have their backs turned to the high speed rail construction and the other guy is like. Yeah, never. And
right,
you know,
right.
And the reality is it's being constructed behind them, which it
happening,
is.
Yeah, it's happening right now. Well, that's what I always thought, you know. There's this whole push to get high-speed rail money diverted to water, right? Like, whatever. There's right. a boat that's going to – and I'm thinking to myself, like, are you people blind? Do you not see the amount of work that has already begun, that is already starting mm-hmm. to get the high speed rail going? And also, are you blind? Do you not look on the freeways when you drive around and see how fucking terrible our man. Infrastructure is? Like,
especially 99. It's just like
we cannot continue down the road that we are on right now. Like, we really have to come up with another solution. So. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm finally happening. And with it, and this is the cool and announced today, there's going to be new developments happening sort of south of the stadium, downtown yeah. Fresno. And it's all going to sort of hopefully be working together with the opening up of the Fulton Mall, which is happening in just a few days.
Groundbreaking.
March 3rd.
It's going to be a groundbreaking. Literal, do you think something's going to happen at the last second? Do you think something will happen at the last second and something will be like.
Literal groundbreaking. They're going to break the.
Is something really going to be broken?
I don't know.
They're going to just have those gold shovels and like take a picture.
I think that's probably what it is, but they should have a jackhammer there and like,
just like to look cool.
Just like, yeah, ceremonial.
Give Ashley a little helmet and the
yeah.
Let her hold the jackhammer.
Yeah. but that's happening.
I want to see her yeah. do it. Like, just like turn it on, Ashley. Go for it, bro. This is your baby. Like, go do it.
Do it. Yeah. So that is actually happening, and. I think very excited about the street coming in.
And don't then, forget the know, art, people. Don't forget the art.
Yeah. Well,
make
did you
it
see
look cool.
Craig Chardon posted a couple things. You know, there was a lot of talk about this, and people were going kind of crazy. And about, you know, oh, they're going to destroy the art, and there's no bike lane, all this stuff. I think the thing that I saw said that a 1/4 of the budget of the whole thing is dedicated to the art and making sure that it's smooth.
But there's that $2 million they're down already.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, that $2 million is going to make the difference between whether or not the washerwoman gets moved or
maybe
sold. I mean, I don't know. I'm not as worried about it as some people. So, I think it's going to be great. I think it's really going to allow us as a city to use the assets down on the mall, much better than they are now, you know, cause there's a lot of assets. Those buildings are wonderful.
Yeah.
That is the infrastructure, the like bones of downtown, the original downtown, and right now they're just sort of sitting there. So,
and that to what you're kind of referencing earlier, that mixed use development got approved
basically
across the street from the Tioga Beer Garden,
right across the street,
kind of in center field, past center field, and
right
Grizzly Stadium,
yeah, and, where there's a parking lot now,
yeah, Oh my gosh. That thing looks super rad.
Oh, the pick. Yeah,
I don't think I know we joke about parking, but like, I don't think they're making enough parking. I guess maybe they'll use the spiral garage.
I don't know.
But like, it looks. And the artist rendering looks kick ass. That's all.
Did you see the story a couple days ago to be about how the parking garages are all
and now all our parking garages are unsafe and crumbling, right.
We're gonna need them.
We're finally gonna need them. I'm like, oh wait, but
this is gonna be now the part where everyone starts going, there's no parking, and we'll be like,
oh, the parking garages.
There really is.
Yeah, parking. And they're like, oh man, they were right the whole time.
They were right
the North whole time. North Fresno was right this whole time.
No, I think that mixed use, it does look really awesome. If people listening can go and find the renderings, I know it was in the B and some other places.
I'm sure
it looks badass. And if that's even like remotely close to what it's actually going to be, like that will be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. So it's Terrence Frazier and some other guys, and it'll be a mixed use kind of thing. So there'll be apartments, and then I don't know, some other stuff on the ground floor. The apartments, though, I heard several of them. I can't remember the exact number, but we'll actually have views of the stadium.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's cool. And so just to going to the game too, just like see, you know, looking at, that's one of my favorite things is looking at the skyline.
Right. Right.
And have something new to look at too. It'd be super cool.
And then also, as part of that, so that'll be a phase one, I think, and phase two, or in a different part of the phase, they're actually moving forward with making the old Gottschalk's building into a public market.
All right.
And so they're going to open that up and have food vendors and stuff in there, you know, permanent kind of booth space.
Casa de Tamales is open on the mall.
Open on the mall. That is correct. Yeah, I have not been yet, but I have heard that it is open.
Peeves extended the lease. They've got a new lease going,
yes.
So they're not going anywhere for the moment.
Did we talk last time about the what was?
We talked about them last time. We talked. They were
were in trouble.
Where they were saying, "Hey, come down here. We're in trouble."
And then they pulled out of it. Right. In droves and enjoyed themselves, and I guess probably came back. And now there's. I just saw, I think this weekend or next weekend, a bunch of bands are playing a benefit, to raise some money, for the place. And, so the community really can't, it's cool because it's that the proof that, you know, there is a community here, of people that want to see places like Peeve succeed. So as well as.
Yeah. Yay, downtown's busting
out. Downtown, it's awesome. And I was, so for the past several days, Sound Arena, Warner's Theater, I mean, sorry, Sound Arena and Sorian Theater have been announcing shows. Jerry Seinfeld is coming to the Sorian Theater again.
Mm-hmm.
And several.
I've seen him there at the Sorian.
He's coming
very
back.
Very good.
And a couple of bands, two bands recently have announced they're going to be coming to the Sound Arena. So it really looks like the Fresno Convention Center has turned a corner, I think.
Who's coming to Sound?
Two people that you probably don't know or care about. But bigger bands. So one is
No Metal? Christian.
No metal. One is a Christian worship band called Hillsong United.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, probably the biggest or one of the biggest, contemporary Christian. They're a worship band, but, so they're coming. And then, G-Eazy, who is a rapper, and he is, I had never heard of him, but apparently he has a single out now that's all over the Billboard charts, and he's been selling out shows everywhere. And, you know, he was at Lollapalooza and all these big festivals last year. And so he's on RCA Records. He's like a big deal. I mean, I don't know what big deal really means anymore, but he's somebody that people know, and he's coming to the Cellin Arena as well. So it really looks like that venue is starting to really step up and have some good things happening there. So it's an exciting time.
Ooh, I love seeing a show at Cellin.
I know. Neither of those you'll probably go see. I was thinking maybe I would go see G-Eazy just because.
Well, press pass, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I can do.
Well, that sounds anyway. Like it's time for Band of the Episode.
Okay, let's do it. You want me to introduce? Yeah. So this is a band. Some people will know if they've been in Fresno for a long time. Apparently it was a really very popular band back in the day. More popular for the venue that they opened, a place called the Wild Blue, which was in the tower. I was a little too young to ever have gone there, but people talk about it with reverence. And the band was the Wild Blue and or Wild Blue Yonder. Anyway, they're back.
Yeah.
The band is now just called Blue, or The Blue, and they have a new album out. Here we'll play a bit.
Yeah, let's listen.
Everybody, everywhere, they're just trying to get their share.
Oh yeah, there it is.
So
that's the Blue. They have a new album out. It's been 35 years. They had two albums out in the late 70s and 80s. 35 years later, that's like they're back and hey, putting this out. So I think last weekend they had a release show over at Fulton 55, and you know, so
one of those bands I always heard lots about. I mean, I never. Yeah. I'm going to say I was too young to see it,
right,
bro.
No, but I mean, truthfully. But, okay, so here's a little bit of trivia for you. So that band, The Blue, Bill and Jim Bixler, right, lead the band, they had sons. One of them, Hud Bixler, a drummer, played in a bunch of bands here in town, now plays in San Francisco. He's in a band called Otis. They're a Soul Review. They're actually playing in Fresno this weekend. Other son, Solon Bixler, if the name sounds familiar, was in a band called Early Mart. Also, 30 Seconds to Mars. Also, a band called Great Northern.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So
I forgot about Early Mart.
Yeah. Yeah, so Early Mart and Solon Bixler. And he plays, I think he's in 30 Seconds to Mars now, or one of those other bands, or the Great North. One of those kind of hip, cool bands people play with. So I think so. Yeah, he's down in L.A. His brother's up in the Bay Area. And the one of the brothers, Jim, lives in Malibu, and the other one lives in the Bay Area or something like that. So they're all over the place, but they came right here from Fresno.
Cool.
Yeah. Lots of cool musicians coming from this area.
Yeah. Have you checked out that new Cup of Joe across from Fresno High yet?
Cup of Joy.
Cup of Joy, sorry.
No, I have not.
It looks super rad. Super cool.
It does look using rad a lot
this episode for some reason.
No, that rad is cool. Rad is cool. I have not seen it. I saw a picture of it. Actually, I saw a video today. And it was the first time that I'd seen like the outside of it, and it looks awesome. That building I always really enjoyed, and I always wanted to go into that place when it was like, I don't know, a junk store, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know.
Before it was like, funky. I always was like, ooh, I want to go in there. And the guy was always out there, but I never went in for some reason. So
it's intimidating, man.
It was. There was just so much stuff in there. It was very.
Anyway, like, what's like going to happen when I walk in there? Like, what, like,
right, you know, right.
Am I going to get trapped in there? Or is it,
but yeah, Cup of Joy looks really awesome. It looks very,
and that's a super, I've always loved that little block, and
oh yeah,
and I've been happy that something, there's always been something going on, and now that you have Ampersand and
Dusty Buns
and yeah, Cup of Joy there, that's a cool little, I think I want to go to Fresno High now.
Right. Well, yeah. Finally, someone wants to go for a reason to go to Fresno High.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. The video that I was watching, you know, it's like a bunch of footage of the place, and there's so many hip looking people in there.
Yeah, hip looking people.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, finally, I'm gonna go.
The hipsters are back where they belong.
They're not in downtown Clovis now. They're
not
back
in Clovis Old Town anymore.
They're
pulled them back into the Tower District. Yes. Damn it. Finally.
Yes, Tower District's back.
Right.
I'm still worried.
We want our hipsters back.
Yeah. Yay. Get our hipsters back. And then now downtown Fresno's going to pull them out. So, like,
oh, yeah.
Tower's got to do some reimagining.
Tower's got a hipster problem.
They got to put in... They got to put in a... Like, Disneyland's putting in a Star Wars land. They got to do some sort of, like, big land. In the
well, you know, they opened, Fab opened.
Yeah.
Right there. And, the Landmark, got sort of rebought. And, Castillo's, I think, reopened. So there's some things happening. Mm-hmm.
They got to get a handle, though. Dyer, somebody, I've been seeing a lot of, break-in stuff happening.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, local prominent artist, got broken into for a second time, and
Stephanie Pearl.
Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah. Yeah, she's.
I don't know if she wants her name out there, but
that was a big friggin' article and news thing it. So I mean, it's out there.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, she just left. She shouldn't have left all her stuff just out there.
She shouldn't have. She shouldn't have double. Yeah, double deadlocked her locked garage and had stuff in it. That's her. That's, you know.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have stuff. Like, what's she doing with stuff?
That is the thing.
Freaking liberals, dude, and their stuff.
So, I don't know if you saw Fulton Cycle Works down here.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown, got broken into twice within 2 weeks. Someone smashed the window and, you know, just took a bike out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this literally that is why we cannot have nice things.
Yeah.
Because people smash windows to take them. And, you know, it's like, I guess they need a roll up door or bars on the windows or something.
Yeah. But how, and that just always looks suck. You know? Yeah. That just looks shitty. It's just like this dilemma of, like, once you start seeing iron gates and bars and roll up, then you're like, oh, shitty area. So it's just,
and why we shouldn't have, like, we shouldn't have to live, like, no area of town should have to live like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think they're actually downtown, this area, downtown area is having a meeting, soon to kind of, it might have already happened, to talk about crime down here and, you know, what we can do to kind of, people can do to watch over things to make sure that, you know, you catch people who are doing these things and say, hey, look, man, this is our neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's cool you're here. Stop stealing our shit.
Leave the stuff alone.
And same thing in the tower. Yeah. So. Hopefully that will work out because, look, yeah, it's true. I mean, hipsters want to keep their stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little known fact about hipsters. They like their stuff.
They like too. Stuff. They have stuff.
Yeah.
They want to keep their stuff. They're
just because they have stuff, ironically, doesn't mean it's not their stuff.
Right. They still
ironic stuff is still stuff. And what are you gonna sell their ironic stuff?
Nobody's
buying it.
Right.
You're not gonna make any money. Well, it's not worth it. Just go home.
Right.
If you're like thinking about breaking into some, just go home.
Right. And if you don't have a home.
But see, like, have you ever heard of homeless people doing that kind of thing, you know?
No.
It doesn't seem like that's like not a whole, that's not an MO a homeless that's person not, does. Right. They might break into a house and like live there.
Right.
But they're not gonna.
They're not, right.
I know. I don't know.
That's the difference between homeless and vagrant.
Oh.
Don't you know?
There you go.
Don't you know, Mike? I really thought hard about that. That whole homeless vagrant thing the other day, when all this stuff was happening, and it made me like go, ah, Clint.
Anyway,
maybe he was right. There might be something to what he was saying.
Damn it, Clint.
Okay, so we got off tangent, I think, and there was so much that we.
Fresno's a tangent.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
I think we got our cover.
Did we hit Abby? Because I think we went. We moved through a lot of stuff.
Jabbed and weaved, but I think we got all the stuff we wanted in there. Did you feel those earthquakes? We had a couple earthquakes.
I did.
I didn't feel them at all. I like earthquakes. You know, so the kind first, that don't hurt anyone. I like those. Right. I didn't feel them.
Not the tsunami causing kind.
No, those suck, dude.
So the first one.
Those are asshole earthquakes. I like the cool, like, mellow. You know, like, hey, what's up, dude? Hey. Like that kind of earthquake.
We're grooving. The first one in the office. And it seemed like some of us thought that it was just the forklifts downstairs, running into things. Because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of heavy machinery down in our press rooms moving around. So there was a lot of I thought it was an earthquake right away. I was like, earthquake. And everyone was like, no. There was a lot of back and forth. I went on to.
There's a lot of debating.
Yeah, no, there was.
Everyone then they're like, then your editor's like, check your sources.
Right, that's exactly right. And so, I don't know. I'm an entertainment writer. So
you don't need sources. You're like,
I don't care. Say what I want. Yeah, I just put it out on the blog. Hey, earthquake. Anyway, the second one, which just happened, whatever, this week, earlier this week, it definitely was like, you could tell it lasted long enough.
What time was that second one?
It's like it was Tuesday at around 4 o'clock, a little after.
I would have been driving. That's why I didn't feel it.
You won't feel it if you're driving.
No, this got to be a big one to feel it when you're driving.
Yeah,
which I have. That's a big one.
The big one.
No. But I mean, I lived in L.A. for 6 years, so.
Okay.
But I've felt an earthquake while driving before, but it's got to be pretty sizable.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, it was. I mean, I don't think either was really that scary. They lasted, you know, all of 20 seconds at the most. But, but if you know, people get freaked out about that kind of stuff. So
We're okay. Fresno is fault free. We just feel other people's
right. We just We're get cool. the tail end of it.
If you're out in Kalinga, you have a little bit to worry about.
Right.
But
right, Wasco or wherever
up there in Mammoth or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've done our diligence.
Back in the game
for this episode, getting back in the game. If you know anyone that has anything that they want to chat with us about at any point, they can definitely find us on all the social medias and say, hey,
yep,
blah blah blah, hey, whatever it is.
Why you guys suck so bad?
Yeah, we'll answer as best we can.
Yeah.
I'll let you handle
two
that.
Two guys that suck can answer something.
Right. Yeah. But let you want to plug it up?
Plug it up.
So, you want to go ahead? You want to start?
I would like to make a mild show announcement. We're just so kind of haphazard with our schedule.
It's just tough. That is true.
And I have too many podcasts, and Josh, you know, he's got cool dude stuff. So it just messes with our schedule. And so we just kind of want to make a statement of expect us to have a new flowing the first Monday of every month. Like, just rely on that. And then we'll wedge in shows in between when appropriate. But
that, right.
Yeah, just like, oh, the first Monday of the month, there's going to be a flowing. I can count on that. And then kind of just stuff. So after and then, this.
After this.
expect
this
that.
Could post. This
yeah,
could post
I could hang on to this until 29th. First Monday.
At the well, but, yeah, that wouldn't be the first. Yeah, because the first Monday is 29th, so the second Monday. I would put, yeah.
Just from here Monday. On to after. Right. Expect a new flow. Yeah, two on forthwith.
Mondays. First Monday.
Every 30th Monday. Fourth night.
Now you're just confusing.
I don't know.
What's okay, happening. So there it is. That's what you're talking about.
For yeah. This you know, just like Art Hop. What? Yeah. When? Josh, when's Art Hop?
It's the first Thursday of every month.
There you go. Just or now. Now somebody's going to be like,
the "What?" Second Thursday.
Oh, that's the North Fresno one. No, we don't count the North Fresno one. Nobody counts the North Fresno one.
Yeah,
come on.
No one. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, North Fresno art scene, but
right.
So you're like, oh yeah, first Thursday of every month. I know it's right. Hard. So now it's people. You're out there talking. You're like, hey, listening to podcast.
What's happening? Yeah.
Full
what's
of happened famous. In, well, I don't know. It's first Monday of every month. Oh, new Flowing of Famous. Let's go check it out. Boom. Let's all get together and listen. And then get together and listening party.
Listening party. Oh, man. That'd be so much fun.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. If you have a listening party for the Flowing of Famous, let us know.
And we'll show up.
Yeah, we'll maybe. No, Josh. We'll Josh like, will come.
We'll act like we don't know.
No.
We'll act like you don't know that. Who we are.
Right. Well, I could do that. I could show up and just be like, oh, these, are we really listening to this?
Man,
because they won't know. But you hang out with Kopi and Ken Stevens.
I do.
People, you're a face.
Yeah, I guess. So
I saw Kopi at Bowler Village Drugs the other day. I wanted to go up and say, hey, I'm friends with Josh Teehee. But, I'm afraid he would have been like, what?
So, for a long time, you know, my dad knows what I do for a living. I've told him that I'm on the show, different things. Like, I've been on TV before, like, you know, different things.
He's so, like, bull!
No, so he finally watched the show. He watched me on Great Day. And he tells my mom afterwards, he's like, oh, man, I really had no idea. He was so professional. I had no idea. He was like, was that my son up there? I was like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks. I've been doing that for a while, but all right.
That's thanks cool. for the vote of confidence. It's like, well, yes, I am a professional. This is my job. Anyway, so that's what's happening. You are promoting what then?
Our other podcast brothers and network as Dorktown, our comedy podcast, Dorktown. Our local craft beer show, The Perfect Pour.
The Perfect
Hashtag
Pour.
Indie Beer.
Right, Indie Beer Podcast.
And our Harrison Ford podcast, Get Off My Podcast.
Awesome.
There.
And how's that one going for you?
You'll be happy, not happy, but you at least feel better that Get Off My Podcast suffers pretty much the same fate that Flowing does as far as scheduling problems. Uh-huh. So that's another one we need to like lock down what we're doing with our schedule. So, but yeah, it's fun. We're having fun with this still.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Cool. Anything else? That
The Fresnan. My Twitter handle, The Fresnan.
I thought you were going to say the blog is back. I'm so excited.
I'm building up to. I'm thinking about just throwing a post out there once in a while.
I'm building up to thinking about.
I'm building up to thinking about a possibility of writing a blog post. That's what I go through on a daily basis.
I understand. Okay. good. Well,
yeah, what the hell are you doing?
I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee, FresnoBeeHive.com. I do all sorts of wonderful entertainment news. I do music, but I know about other stuff too. So if you follow me, you'll find out about all sorts of cool stuff. Movies, art. I just steal those from the other reporters.
Right.
I mean, links and stuff. I don't actually. comedy. I've been doing some comedy lately.
What? No,
I
haven't. Well, you've done stand up?
I went, actually. Some open mics? I want to. I went to Mother Mary's for a story that I was doing.
Uh-huh.
They had an open mic, and I watched it, and I thought, I'm at least as good as the worst guy here. So, I'm thinking about doing it, but I will do that, and then I will I guess I will plug my band. It'll go back. We haven't played in a while, but we I believe have some shows coming up. We're gonna get a few pretty cool shows happening.
Cool.
So I'll tell you a little more about that as they happen. And then you can see me on Great Day Fridays.
Friday mornings.
During the Friday mornings around the 8:40 time slot. And I'm also on the Chuck Leonard Show. I'll mention that as well. So if you're, that's a little later in the day. I think it's on noon, KIL. That show's a little, I don't want to say it's a little more fun. But Chuck is very, he's very loose.
He's different. Chuck Leonard. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always a good time. He had his daughter on today. With him, and it was just so much fun. So there it is. I'll recommend
viewing Rico.
watching me on Chuck Leonard Show.
I can't vouch for the rest of the Chuck Leonard Show, but when I'm on it,
it's gold. Yeah, that's all I got for now. Oh, you know what I'll recommend? Sierra Nevada Ultra Vez, which I've been drinking during this whole
nice. It's thing. A nice it cheap is. Six pack, and it's a
Goza style.
It's a fun drink,
brewed with cactus and grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Feels like it's healthy.
Yeah, right.
And it probably is
prickly. It's prickly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We did some
good work today.
Yay, Falling Famous is back. I feel better. Yeah. I feel better.
Good.
I really do. Uh-huh. Like, on a daily basis, when it doesn't matter which podcast, like, if it's gone past that schedule in my head date, then it's just every day it bugs me. Like,
you're like, God, I want to go.
Falling Famous.
We should do this. Yeah.
Oh, get off my podcast. Damn it. Dorktowns, we're behind. So it makes me feel better when we get this in.
Awesome. And for people listening, you can follow us on the Twitters and all that good stuff, and listen to us on the first Monday of every month, but not this month.
Yeah. Well, you can still do it on the first.
Actually, no, that's a good point. Maybe
just dump brand new. Just do that. Yeah, stop listening right now and then come back.
All right, I will count us out with a 5, 4, 3, 2. Awesome.
Good job.